The following program is paid for by Shoreline Wealth Management. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Townsquare Media, its affiliates, or advertisers.
Welcome to Shore Time. It is Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossen with you here Sunday morning, March 12th, 2023. It is the 58th Sunday in a row, Dave, that you and I have gotten together on the air here to deliver Jersey Shore goodness to the people here.
Wait, did you say 58?
58.
Wow.
Antonio Pierce.
There you go.
One of the best linebackers in recent Giants history. Hopefully we can get some more linebackers like him for the 2023 edition of the New York Giants. But time will tell. Free agency getting going here. And we'll talk about, you know, some sports in the weeks to come. We got plenty of time to digest into football, but we're turning a little bit of our focus into baseball with spring training moving along.
Isn't that great? I'm so excited. I really am.
Have you checked out much of the spring training action?
A little bit. Not as much as I typically would. But I tell you what, it's something about spring training. It's the weather is getting better, we hope. It's that excitement. I love baseball so much because you know what? You can lose a handful of games, but guess what? You're still in it. It's like with football. Think about it a second. With football,
I'm talking about regular season, of course.
Like with football, you lose a couple key games, and we got problems.
Yeah, it's a short
season. With baseball, you lose a tough one, you go to bed, and you're like, you know what?
Especially
tomorrow,
early in the season.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
Like, you know what? We got time to fix this.
Exactly. Bad things occurred, but we'll be okay. You know, so anyway, where am I going with this? I'm excited.
Yeah.
The weather has been better, although it's been back and forth with, you know, cold, warm-ish.
It's been a weird winter.
Yeah, it has been. it's the excitement. It's the buzz.
That's
something I look forward to.
And
going to the games, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I love to go to Citi Field. I love to go to Philly to catch the Mets.
There you go.
Play the Phillies. So a lot of exciting things. I always look at that schedule. I tell you what I love. The day game during the week. If I can take a day off of work and catch that 1:10 game, something special about
those getaway games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get a little giveaway or whatever at the ballpark.
Whatever it is, it gets you out there. You're in the sun. You're in the fun. You're enjoying yourself. And something special about that.
Yeah.
Really like that. It's tough, of course, during the week to go to the night game. You know, that's just challenging because we're not that close to
right,
the field.
Right, yeah, especially from where we're at the shore.
Correct.
Even though it's, you know, relatively decent commute, a little over an hour,
whether
you go to Yankee
commute.
Stadium or to Citi Field. But it's a tough drive to make during the week after a night game.
Well, here's the hiccup is trying to drive directly there. I typically will take the train, so I'll drive to Secaucus, hop the train to the city, and then take the Long Island Railroad out there.
Probably
that's
smart.
A lot of effort.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you try to drive out, you don't know what you're going to get.
You get stuck in traffic, man.
Traffic, you can get tied up in traffic, and especially a night game, that's tough during the week.
Could be a challenge anytime. We went to a Yankee game in September. It was a Friday night game, Derek Jeter night. They were giving out those mini Hall of Fame plaques and everything. Gave the speech. So we knew it was going to be packed. I feel like getting home from Yankee Stadium to Tom's River that night was more challenging. I think there was just a lot of traffic, and there may have been an accident as well. It should have taken us, even with a little bit of traffic, maybe an hour 15, hour and a half, took us, in the game, I think we got out of there around 10:30 or so because of all the ceremonies.
Sure.
It took us about 3 hours to get home. So we got home to Tom's River like 2 o'clock
that's
in the morning.
Yeah, that's tough. And the hiccup.
Until the time we left and everything, it was like, oh.
And with the train, the nice thing, well, I'll tell you what's nice and what's not so nice, is with the train to Secaucus, there's always a train going through Secaucus to get you into Penn Station, which is great.
Mm.
So that's good. Now, the only hiccup would be is with Long Island Railroad, if you miss one of the trains going to Penn Station, and sometimes Long Island Railroad is not functioning properly, then you got to get the 7 train. So that's how I typically do it, but that's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things have to work out the right way for it to be a smooth commute, and it typically isn't. So there you go. But with that being said, during the day is nice. A day game, we'll leave early. You don't have the commuting issues with the morning traffic with
people
going to work.
Could also be good, too, because you figure most people would be at work. So if you
have one
of those getaway days yourself, maybe it won't be as challenging.
I agree
100%. Of course,
you got to
be careful, I guess, coming out of New York around, let's say, a 1 o'clock game ends around 4-ish.
Well, yeah, but
it's
then
tricky. Like, Getting out of New York may be a little bit easier, relatively right. speaking, but I feel like if you were to leave and get into New Jersey and hop on the parkway or whatever, it's just like you're dealing...
That can be tough.
Especially when you get to like Sussex County, you're dealing with people going in, or Mercer County with people going to Newark or Trenton or in and out of that stuff. I feel like anytime, not even just coming out of New York, coming out of Connecticut, whenever I would go up to Sacred Heart, come in the middle of the afternoon, you'd fight that Jersey traffic around the time where people would be getting out of work.
It's definitely like, not a perfect science. So to your point, getting in is nice. You're avoiding that commute in because of the time that you're going.
Yeah.
It really depends on when you're leaving. And you're right, 4 o'clock-ish, I get back to Secaucus.
Especially on a nice sunny day, too.
I know. But I'm like, still going to do it. I know.
And then I feel like Cosmo Kramer sometimes when I'm like, I get into Jersey. I'm like, I need gas.
Right.
I'm like, I need this traffic to kind of move along a little bit so I could at least hop off at a rest area. I'm like, fill up my tank here.
But there's just something special about it. I
hear you.
I mean, early on, the early games can be a little tough weather-wise, can still be
early
a bit
in the
cold.
Season, yeah.
But once you start, I think, what's the game we're going to? I want to say it's June 1st.
That's a good time.
At City Field. It's a 1-10 game against the Phillies.
That's the time of your weather's, you know, warm, but it's comfortable.
So if you call me and I don't pick up right away, I'm at the game. But yeah, it's funny. I always look at the schedule. I always look at key matchups. Nice. I always look at Philly, like, you know, because location-wise to get to Philly, you know, down for a game, it's not that bad. It's a straight shot, you know, for us here.
Right.
You know, but so anyway, I like the field, I like going down there, and it's not like going to an Eagles game where if I wore my Cowboys gear for an Eagles game, I might end up in a dumpster where I'll go down with my Mets gear. It's okay.
I feel like it's
not so bad
to Citizens Bank Park as an opposing
100%
team fan than it is as an opposing fan going to the Link
without
to watch
a doubt.
An Eagles game.
Without a doubt. If I show up in my Cowboys gear, I'm done to an Eagles game, but you're right. Baseball, a lot easier.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, because one of my New Year's resolutions was to just get into a good rhythm and figure out a way to catch up on books and read. I've got new books for my birthday.
I saw the Howard Cosell book you're reading there.
And Christmas, and then books on my shelves for years that people are like, oh, hey, you should check this out. But yeah, that was one of them. One was...
This is Howard Cosell.
I'll tell you, that man was a genius in so many ways.
He was a character. I grew up with him in the sense of time frame-wise.
He wrote the book, I Never Played the Game. I think it was 1985. He passed in 1995. Mm-hmm. So he wrote that book. He was broadcasting and stuff like that. I think he officially retired like late 80s, early 90s, something like that. But basically, I never heard him broadcast a game live. I've watched different Yankees classics and different games and the highlights over the years and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, this sounds pretty good. And then I feel like I've heard that he was sort of the guy that while he was on the air, you either liked him or you didn't.
Correct.
But I think it sounded like
there was... But you still listen to him.
At least in terms of broadcast style. But he had this universal respect for everything he did, whether it was interviews or games or his shows. But I'll tell you, it was a long book. It was like 380 pages.
Okay. So let me ask you, what was your main takeaway from him that you didn't know that you're like, wow, that's something special about him?
That's a good question. I definitely learned a lot about him and who he was as the person. But I'll tell you, I a lot of respect for how he went about building relationships with people. You know, NFL commissioners, baseball commissioners, music and political figures, sports figures, of course. It was just how he went about building relationships, getting to know people, having people on his show, building that trust and rapport with so many different athletes and everything, and how much of an influence he was in the early career of Sugar Ray Leonard.
Well, also, too, Muhammad Ali.
He was also the vice president on the board of the Jackie Robinson Foundation.
Okay.
He was very close with Jackie and his wife, Rachel. They're very close friends, too. He talked about what he went into in the broadcast booth every week on Monday Night Football with Frank Gifford and Don Meredith, and then baseball
Dandy
days
Don.
And basketball and so forth. And, you know, he said the book, basically, I didn't play the game was, well, he didn't. He was a lawyer for a while before he went into broadcasting. But the other thing is I didn't play the game in terms of I didn't play the political game. I didn't play the game that they wanted me to play, you know, the higher-ups or people like, oh, hey, I need you to write this narrative. And he's like, I'm not playing that game. I'm going to be an honest, respected journalist and do my job the right way.
Okay.
So that was great. So
that's a good read. I have to check that out.
Yeah. So, Family Friend gave me that one. I'm like, check it out. I'm like, all right. So the other one, so I got a bunch of new books for Christmas or my birthday in January, and then that's on top of all the books that I still have on my shelf for that I've collected over the years for different things. I'm like, I really need to start dedicating some time to start reading these books. The one I read last week, and I'll tell you, you know, I used to power through books on and off over the years. I read through the Harry Potter series, you know, when those came out when I was a kid, pretty good. And then I read The Yankee Years, written by Joe Torre and Tom Verducci several years back, which is a really good book.
Okay.
Listen, I think any of these books are good, no matter if you're a Yankee fan or not.
Right.
I think you'd even get something out of it being a Mets fan. And
I'm
like,
sure
oh,
I would.
Wow. That was an awesome book that they did. So I read Mission 27 last weekend.
Okay.
So I took time. I had some time last weekend to read a book. I had the doubleheader down in Atlantic City I was supposed to call. Got rained out with the weather last weekend. So I spent Saturday and Sunday, got up, ate, just took it easy.
Nice.
Laid down on my bed or on my rocking chair or whatever, and opened up Mission 27, written by Brian Hoke and Mark Feinstein. Mark Feinstein covered the Yankees beat for many years. Now he works as sort of a national baseball analyst for MLB Network and MLB.com and everything. Brian Hoke is a Yankees beat reporter for MLB.com, Yankees.com and everything. So he put together a book on the 2009 World Championship team.
Okay.
And being a Yankee fan, you know that there is such a demand. I'll tell you, it's different being a Yankee fan because we haven't won a World Series since 2009, and it feels like an eternity because been 27.
86.
Because you've got every year there was that thing, especially in the years where I grew up, where they won four titles in 5 years.
Yeah, I get it.
And everything. You know, Yankee fans, especially my age,
used to
winning every year or at least being in a position to win.
It's like the Cowboys in the 90s.
It was a culture shock in 2008, 2013, and 14 when the Yankees didn't make the playoffs. Like,
right.
Wait, what?
But you got used to that, and then you're right, and then you don't have it, and it throws you off. I get it. I've been thrown off since 86 with the
saying,
Mets.
You know, it's Yankee fans. Like, it's just kind of, you grow up in that kind of environment. You're like,
no,
you get
sense.
Used to a different kind of winning.
A
and
certain
it's
standard.
All stems
a certain
from George Steinbrenner.
Success.
What George Steinbrenner instilled in his front office and his team got bought in by all Yankee fans
right.
since 1973. But Mission 27, I read it Saturday, I read it Sunday, boom.
Done.
And, I mean, it was 280 pages, 27 chapters, got through it. Like, I could not put it down.
Wow. Okay.
I think that was the fastest I've ever read a book in my life.
Okay.
It was really good. So, I mean, obviously, the stuff that we all knew about the course of the season, the walk-off wins, you know, the off-season moves with A-Rod and the PED admission.
Right.
Or that Sports Illustrated article and everything. The hip surgery A-Rod had to have, all the major moves that the Yankees made in the offseason, signing CC Sabathia, A.J. Burnett, Mark Teixeira,
that's
Nick
right.
Swisher, bringing back Andy Pettit. Basically, it was Brian Cashman going to CC Sabathia saying, we have a culture problem in this clubhouse. I need you to be one of those guys that help fixes it. You know, all those first-round exits for the Yankees between 05 and 07 and everything, and a lot of the playoff failures.
Right.
So like, some of it was just blamed on just a not like a total toxic culture in the Yankees clubhouse, but just there was just an issue there with
right.
guys getting along or playing well or just having the right kind of chemistry.
It's a big deal.
So it went into everything in 2009, the ups and downs with different individuals and the team overall. It's absolutely an outstanding book. So, I mean,
okay.
I have a bunch of other books that I want to get to. I figure, you know, since we're going into baseball season, tap into some of the baseball books
right.
I have stacked up, getting into one that David Cone wrote with Jack Curry a couple of years ago about the art of pitching.
Okay.
Of course, Cone playing for both teams in New York.
Yes. And he has the no-hitter, of course,
I got
with
a book
the
on Ron
Yankees.
Guidry, Perfect Game, and then I got a bunch of others I want to get to. You know, I got a couple books a few years back when, you know, the analytics were all the rage and everything. The couple books that Bill James wrote on starting this whole thing years and years ago that kind of led to what Billy Beane was doing with the Oakland A's back in 2002 when the Moneyball thing. So I want to get to those books and the whole book on baseball numbers and analytics.
Okay.
I got a bunch of books to read. Actually, and non-sports books, too, that I've gotten in the last couple of years. One, a Dave Grohl biography, of course, the lead singer of the Foo Fighters.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Got a book a few years ago, The Godfather, the actual book. I've seen the movies a ton of times, but I've never actually read the book by Mario Puzo.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
Got a bunch of one on Mariano Rivera. Edgar Allan Poe books. They've been sitting on my shelves for years. So
I you're going to be busy here.
So
I like that.
2023 is going to be the year I'm going to try to make to go through, read as many books as I possibly can. You know, sit there.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to read a book, and then I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to open up chapters.
Book reports.
There you go.
Old school.
On the air book report.
Here's the other thing. My brother came home a couple weekends ago. I was reading the Cosell book at the time. And I had music playing in the back. He's like, how are you reading with music there?
It's
like,
a distraction.
To me, it's not. It keeps me going because sometimes reading could, you know, make you tired. I drink coffee or whatever sometimes, but like, it's not like I'm, you know, have Pantera or Metallica blasting in the background while I'm reading a book. You know, a lighter music or something that would be
something soft.
Background. Soft. Like this past, last weekend, I was listening to Combination One Republic and Billy Joel.
Okay.
So
there you go. All
a couple
right.
weekends ago, it was the music group Haim. But you know, different things in the background. You know, open up the crack the window and let a nice breeze in. Some music
Look
in the background.
Look at you.
And
it keeps I like
you go. And my focus is on the book, but I could hear the music in the background, and it kind of creates that nice,
very soothing,
relaxing
soothing environment.
I
like it. Okay. Good for you.
I mean, that's the way I read books. Anyway, it kind of keeps me focused that way.
Well,
it,
your timing is perfect as we get into the season here. Or we're not there yet, but the
spring
training.
You have any books
training,
you're trying to get through?
You know, the Cosell book, I tell you what, now that I saw that you read it, I think I'll jump in on that.
There you go.
You know, I remember him as a kid. I mean, I saw all the Monday Night Football games, and, you know, he was a character. And you could impersonate him like this. That's how he'd always do it. This is Howard Cosell. People are like, all right, David, that's not a, but no, it's, he was a character, very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Definitely at times would rub somebody the wrong way. But he was firm. Like, you got what you got. You knew what you were getting with him.
Fair enough.
So,
there you go.
I will definitely look to read that book.
There you go. You know, we'll compare notes.
Yes.
We'll circle back on this books in like a month or two. We're like, all right, Dave and I have read a few more books. We're ready to share.
Yes, exactly. Done deal.
Well, we've got to head to a break. And Dr. Carol Penn from the Red Bank-based nonprofit Lunch Break is joining us. She's a board member with Lunch Break. We're going to be talking about all the work that this great organization does for the Red Bank and Monmouth County community, and we're going to help share that with all of you so that you could share it with your family and friends as well. We're just getting going here on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. We'll be back after this.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave, Vin Avenue. Dave Crossan with you, joining us here this hour, this show, Dr. Carol Penn from the Red Bank-based Lunch Break nonprofit, talking about all the different services that they offer to the Red Bank and Monmouth County community and have been over the years. And Dave, this is this week is their 40th anniversary.
Very nice.
Of serving this Red Bank and Monmouth County community and everything. We're going to help tell their short story and share their story as well. And to help do that, Dr. Carol Penn, welcome onto the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is exciting for me to share the Lunch Break story and spread a good word.
We're excited to have you on this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, and happy anniversary to everybody at Lunch Break. Big week.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 40 years. Wow, it's a lifetime.
So time flies when you're having fun,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yes.
So how have you seen, before we talk, I guess, about the lineage and everything, Dr. Penn, tell us a little bit about Lunch Break for those in the Jersey Shore community who would like to know more. So what does Lunch Break do for Red Bank and for Monmouth County?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Lunch Break really is, it's the heartbeat of Monmouth and County, the community. It looks out for people who, you know, maybe they're going through a rough time. Maybe, you know, they can't quite make ends meet. Maybe there's some struggles with job or underemployment or health insurance or underinsurance, and it's difficult to make that paycheck reach for the month. They have more month than they have money. Maybe it's for people who don't have any resources at all. And Lunch Break says that human life has value and dignity. And part of having value and dignity means you need to have a good meal in your belly. You need to have a safe and secure place to sleep at night. You need to have a decent suit to go for that job interview. You need to have life skills to cultivate the ability to stand out in an interview, to really kind of, you know, polish that unpolished diamond that you are, so you can stand out in the world and you can participate as a citizen in our community that is making contributions. So we have a number of programs that supply all of that and more to a person. And we really believe in centering the divinity of the human being, so that you feel proud of yourself. You feel like you can contribute. It originally started where, look, there were hungry people in the community, so let's make sure that everybody gets a meal. And that has been the core of what Lunch Break has done for these 40 years. But then beyond having the one or two hot meals a day, guess what? You need to be able to participate, to feel like you belong in a community. So what are those other pieces where you need to feel like you belong in a community? As a woman, we have a wonderful women's group called Women's Worth. And maybe you've come out of a difficult relationship. You've come out of feeling very low self-esteem. Do you need to have an opportunity to build your personal development, your self-esteem? So we have a program that addresses that. As a young person, what skills do you need? Do you need to know how to belong in community? So we've had cooking classes. We've had arts classes. We have programs for children from elementary school through high school. As a person who maybe you're down on your luck and you haven't been employed for a while, and you need to get back out in the job market. So we have a life skills program to help you do just that. Find out what are the ways in which you can contribute. And we have coaches that will coach you into your fullness and your richness. That's our life skills. And give you very practical skills in terms of how to go on an interview, how to create your resume, how to create a budget for yourself and your family. We have Clara's Closet, because now that you've gotten these wonderful skills, well, you need to look sharp for the interview. So that's a part of it, your appearance, and you need to feel good and confident so you can come and you can have clothing that is appropriate to match your skill and to make you feel confident in that interview. So it really has become a 360-degree program that encompasses what it means to be a contributing, participating member of society with a sense of belonging to that community.
That's great. It's very well-rounded. You're more than just, somewhere for a hot lunch or a meal or the food pantry, but trying to help somebody become well-rounded, job services and so much more, building up a resume, Dave, I think it's great to provide those life skills.
Well, I think what's so important, and thank you for all that, you don't do much there, do you? I tell you what, my goodness, that's fantastic, because not only are you helping somebody temporarily, something's going on, but you're also building up their confidence, giving them a path, giving coaching for them to get to the other side, and that is so important.
Absolutely. And lately, we've even taken on the housing crisis, because it is also so important to have a safe, secure place for yourself and your family. If you are a person that is on medications, well, you need to have a safe place where you can put your medications. Mm. Some medications require refrigeration, so you need to be in a place that has a reliable source of electricity so that your medications can be refrigerated and they're safe for you to take. So, you know, all of this is so fundamental to be a person who is participating fully in society and participating fully in a community. So Lunch Break really looks where there is a need, and we see how can we fill the gap. How can we span the void and make sure, again, that every person, every guest that comes through our front doors feels and experiences their human dignity, and they come to understand their value and their worth, and that they can contribute even when life has been very unkind.
We're talking with Dr. Carol Penn, board member with the Red Bank-based nonprofit Lunch Break. Dr. Penn, I mean, certainly whether it's from the pandemic or everything that's happened afterwards in terms of the state of the economy in New Jersey, what have been some of the challenges for Lunch Break in terms of the food pantry itself, from any delivery issues or any of the services that Lunch Break provides? How have you met some of those challenges and endured to help out all these individuals and families?
I am so proud to say that we didn't miss a meal.
That's fantastic.
We kept going. It was fantastic. We kept going through the pandemic. We have an excellent, excellent executive director and leader, and Miss Gwen Love. And, you know, she pivoted. She inspired the board to pivot. This is what's happening. What do we need to do? What do we need to know? How do we keep our guests safe? How do we keep our volunteers safe? How do we keep our staff safe? And most importantly, how do we keep providing services to people in our community? So when we could go online, we went online. We had volunteers that actually raised funds and contributed laptops and desktops and iPads to different of our members so that their kids could go to school online so they wouldn't feel isolated and disconnected. We created safety protocols where people could still come in and get their food, and the way we packaged them and making sure that we were, you know, handing these meals out well packaged and people could grab and go. And while we certainly miss the community that we provide where people could come in, sit down and have a meal, somehow our volunteers were out there rain and shine, either making home deliveries or as people were coming up to the building itself, they were still extending that greeting and that warmth and that love that says, you know, you're important. We're so glad you're here. And what do you need for us to support you? Here's your meal. Here's your food. And we just kept it going. Same thing, you know, with the board. I'm so proud of this board. We all pivoted. We all went to, you know, it's like, I think with Zoom, the virtual world is you're on mute.
yep.
That's true.
We've all been there.
Yes.
You know, as we try to learn how to, you know, conduct business and conduct
right.
Correct.
Meetings and virtual reality, you know, same thing reminding, okay, you know, put your headphones on, you know, here comes the dogs and the cats
of course.
And the kids and the partners.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. We started our nutrition program and committee during the pandemic, where we're really spearheading the idea that we want everyone to have the highest quality food. And, you know, again, educating the community, educating our donors and whatnot, that we need to understand that we want to contribute to the continuum of health. And so we want to give the highest quality of food. And that sometimes means that, you know, maybe we're not going to accept the food that's packaged with the high fructose corn syrup because we don't want to be contributing to chronic illness. So, you know, we really took on the food as medicine and took on this whole health initiative during the heart of the pandemic and educating, again, our guests, our staff, our volunteers, our board of trustees, because we feel that in going through the pandemic, there was also an opportunity in this crisis. And this opportunity that occurred in this crisis was to look at everything that we were doing, every program that we were delivering, and also to look at, you know, what was going on with the food that we were serving. Because, again, we saw the chronicity of illness increase, not just COVID-19, but everything got worse.
Heart disease
got worse. Diabetes got worse. Cancer got worse. So was there something else that we could do to take what we were doing to a higher level to make sure that we were contributing to the solution and not contributing to the challenge or the problem? So we took that on in the pandemic. And it's an ongoing process, quite an educational process. And it's wonderful to see people's lives transforming, to see people's cholesterol levels lowering, to see people's blood sugar levels lowering. And we took it on globally. So, you know, this is important for all of us, right?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt, I think that's so important, the education, the proper food, and especially during the pandemic, you know, the healthier you are with what was going on and just moving forward, you know, take the time, educate, and eat the right foods will definitely help.
Yes. And also, you know, build up the immune system. I mean,
who
wants to, you know, fall victim to COVID or anything, the flu or any other type of virus that's out there, and in a way to prevent getting sick in the first place was one of our best defenses. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to build up your immune system. And one of the most powerful ways to build up your immune system is through your relationship with food. What are you consuming? What are you putting into your body?
Good points. Dr. Penn, want to discuss more about lunch break. We have to head to a quick break. Can you stay with us?
I certainly can. Would love to.
There we go.
Awesome.
I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah, definitely.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave and Dr. Carol Penn from the Red Bank-based nonprofit Lunch Break right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Abneau, Dave Crossan with you. With us here this morning is Dr. Carol Penn, a board member with the Red Bank-based nonprofit Lunch Break. We've been talking about all the great services that they do, how they've met some of the challenges over the last couple of years, economic-related or health-related, and so much more. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary, 40th birthday this week of existence, 40 years of helping so many people across Red Bank and Monmouth County and beyond. Dr. Penn, want to start this part of our conversation, this segment here, talking about some of the history of Lunch Break that dates back to 1983 when everything first started with Norma Todd and some of the founding members. But you have a story that sort of predates how everything began in 1983. So what can you tell us about how Lunch Break began and how it's changed over the years?
Well, yes, you know, I love, love, love telling this story, and that this story is a part of my history. I'm a proud fourth generation Red Banker, and the founder of Lunch Break, Norma Todd, and her husband, James Todd, and my parents were very, very close friends.
Oh, wow.
So I grew up knowing Norma Todd, and oh my goodness, she's always been this dynamo and such a person with far-reaching vision. And so her husband, James Todd, was the 11th African-American to be appointed to the United States Diplomatic Corps. And he had posts all over the world. And whenever they were fairly close to the United States, that was an opportunity to go visit them. So they were in Barbados, and this was back in 1972. And Aunt Norma is talking about one day that, you know, Mr. Todd, Uncle Jimmy, as I used to call him, you know, would retire, and they would retire. And her dream was to retire to the community of Red Bank, New Jersey. And while they had been on many what would be referred to as hardship posts around the world, Aunt Norma was always involved with the Girl Guides, and she was always very interested in making sure that issues around hunger and food insecurity were addressed. That was kind of her passion and her mission while she was traveling and on these different posts. And she said, but you know what? I know there are people in my home community of Red Bank, New Jersey, that are hungry, that are struggling. And even though we live there where there's so much seeming abundance, there are still people that are kind of living in the shadow, and they need to eat too. And I want to make sure that those people are fed, that they aren't struggling, that they aren't living through food insecurity. So even, you know, back then she had a sense of this. And sure enough, when about 10 years later, when Uncle Jimmy said, you know, it's time for me to come out. It's time for me to retire. Aunt Norma, true to her word, said, yep, and we are going back to Philadelphia. I mean, to Red Bank. See, he was from Philadelphia. He always said, nope, we are retiring to Red Bank. We are not going to Philadelphia.
Nice. There you go. Putting the foot down.
Yes.
There you go. And they may, and because what she had given up her life, to be with him as he,
right,
you know, traveled the world. She's like, no, my time, retirement is in Red Bank. You know, you've done your career and it's been throughout the world. It's fabulous, but no, we're going to do this. And so that, and I never forgot that, you know, her passion and her determination, and that she could see the need, and that she wasn't afraid of rising up to this challenge and making a way out of no way. I had really not been aware of someone creating anything like this from the ground up. And she was so focused and so determined. And when she came back, she was a member of the St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Red Bank. And that's exactly where she started. They had a professional commercial kitchen
at
the church. And she went to the reverend and, you know, shared her dream and her vision. And she said, you know, Father, there are people in this community that are hungry, and I'm going to feed them. And people were like, well, you know, how do you? She says, I know, I grew up here. I'm from here. And I know these people have not had the opportunities and the advantages. And these are good people. And they shouldn't have to be hungry. They shouldn't have to feel ashamed. And once more, it's not going to be be treated like, you know, they're giving a handout. They're going to be my guest, and they'll be our guest. Will you help me? And she, so right from the beginning, it was this attitude of grace, and that I'm not helping you because I see myself better than you or above you. I'm helping you because I am you, because you are a part of the interconnected web of humanity, and there is dignity, worth, and value in every human life.
I love that.
That is fantastic.
And that, yes. And that's how Lunch Break began. And she invited other people, like-minded people, who also saw the value and dignity in every human life, no matter how it was appearing and how it was manifesting and how, you know, challenged a person might be. She invited people who felt like, no, this is a human being, and as a human being, there's divinity in this human being, and I am addressing that divinity. I am calling that out. I am lifting that up. And this person deserves to be whole and healed and healthy and have an opportunity to contribute and participate in society because they have value, worth, and dignity, and they have a contribution to make. And she, that was it.
That was it.
And she says, so right from the beginning, other people, and we, again, regardless of their station in life, if that's what they felt about other human beings, that's who she wanted to work with. And she's cultivated that. And that has been carried on and passed down to everyone who gets involved with Lunch Break. So I know for me, as a person who has volunteered with Lunch Break and now as a person who has the privilege of serving on the Board of Trustees, I feel that my life has been poured into and filled up far more than anything that I might have given in my service to the community through Lunch Break. And I think if you were to speak to other board members, that would resonate. You would find that with other board members and other volunteers, we get so much more than we give by participating in this community.
That's great. I love how just the storied history, you know, people helping people in their own community in Red Bank and Monmouth County, just, hey, what do you need? What can I do to help out? And Dr. Penn, there's been so many volunteers over the years that have helped in the efforts of Lunch Break as well. How have those volunteers made a difference? And even now, moving forward over the next few weeks and months and years, how can people get involved in Red Bank and from Monmouth County to help you and everybody with Lunch Break in the community? How can they get involved with volunteering or helping out or donating?
Donations,
anything?
Right.
Absolutely. Please, you know, all the information is there on our website, lunchbreak.org. You can see how to volunteer. You can see what is needed and what to give and when to give. Again, you know, we're always happy for contributions from, you know, Clara's closet to contributing ideas to help support our programs. No donation is too small. So if you have a dollar to give, give a dollar. If you've got $1 million to give, give $1 million.
There you go. Well, you're
that's right. That's right.
You are, am I correct in saying, a 501c3 organization?
Yes, we are a 501c3 organization, very, very transparent in terms of our financials and the history of the funds being used appropriately and used as designated.
Well, the reason I wanted to bring that up for people that want to maybe donate money that, you know, are looking for a tax break, because obviously, there, you know, with a 501c3, there may be some tax advantages. Again, I'm not saying that's the only reason for doing
But
for somebody who does give money to different organizations, here's a nice opportunity to help their situation as well as help the good work that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I say there's really something for everybody. Some people do want to come down because, you know, and physically and contribute by actually being there. And, you know, other people, you know, they want to do it, but they're working full time. They have, you know, other purposes and mission with their time. But that doesn't mean that they don't want to see something like this alive in the world.
Right.
So there, you know, there is no contribution that we will turn away, no financial contribution too small, no donation of your time.
There you go.
Small. So, you know, please, you know, again, it's part of that interconnected web. We all have value, worth, and dignity, and this is a way to bring it together. And I really think lunch break should be an international model in terms of how people can work together, coming together through this sense of purpose. And how people from different political backgrounds, social backgrounds, you know, ethnic backgrounds, all of it can really be alive in the world in a way that makes the world a better place. And it makes me proud of being a part of a community that offers this. And that it's a community that I want to grow old in. And it's a world, creating a world that I want to leave to my children and my grandchildren and their grandchildren. And I think that Lunch Break models this not only for Monmouth and Ocean County in New Jersey, but it models it for the United States and it models it for the community of the world.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's so important. You bring up a great point. There are so many different people, politics, different opinions, different thoughts, different ideas. Let's all come together for the common good and help each other.
Help feed each other.
Yes. So important. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very, very important. And you do see that in the lunch break community that, you know, people who you might not think would be paired together or people you might not think would be working together. And yet there we are, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, because again, at that, the heartbeat of Lunch Break is that every human being has value, dignity, and worth and can make a meaningful contribution. And that's just it. That goes across the board and it transcends politics. It transcends race and ethnicity. And it comes down to the heart of humanity and what it means to be a human being.
Dr. Penn, before we let you go, what else do you want to get out there about what Lunch Break does for the community and how people can get involved, all the different services that you offer, and how people can seek out services as well?
Yeah, so there, if you're in need of services, same thing. If you go to our website, you can certainly also, you know, reach us by phone, and you know, you listen to the menu on the phone and you know, press the number that applies to you. And again, understand that if you are in need of services, you know, you're elevated, you're treated as a guest, you're not treated as a person who needs a handout, you're treated as a person who is again coming into that lunch break community to make a contribution. I learn from everybody, whether you're a board member or you're a guest coming for a meal, because why? You have dignity, worth, and value, and something to contribute. So, you know, you get to come in there with your head up and your shoulders back, and you are treated for the valuable person that you are.
Beautifully said,
Dr. Ben.
Can
I just say something? You are awesome, and I really, really enjoyed this conversation.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. This has been a delight, an honor, and a pleasure for me to be a guest on your show. And thank you for doing what you're doing and bringing a positive word and outlook into the community.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Dr. Penn, and would love to have you and anybody from Lunch Break on again at some point in the future to discuss all the great work you've done and all the great work you're continuing to do. So please keep doing what you're doing for the Red Bank and Monmouth County community, and hopefully you can continue to grow that volunteer and donation base as well.
Thank you so very much.
That is Dr. Carol Penn, board member with the Red Bank-based nonprofit Lunch Break. You can go to lunchbreak.org for more information, to seek out services, to volunteer, to learn more about Lunch Break, and then share it with your family and friends as well. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, this is Frankie Pantangeli. You should be listening to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Yes! Oh!
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show.
That was March a great 12th. Show. And let me tell you something, Vin. That was a great interview.
Dr.
I
Carol
just really
Penn from Lunch
enjoyed
Break.
Her enthusiasm and everything that they're doing.
It's great. You know, we've, you know, over the course of these past 58 weeks now, we've had a, you know, great guest on every single week, and we love talking and help getting the word out about some of the nonprofits and individuals doing great work across Ocean and Monmouth County. And Lunch Break is one of those great organizations, now celebrating their 40th anniversary on Tuesday, officially, of this week, of, you know, 40 years of helping people and families in Red Bank and across Monmouth County and beyond. And it's grown. It's not just, you know, their food pantry and providing a hot meal or two, you know, a couple days a week. It's so much more. It's helping you, you know, look over the resume, get you ready for job interviews or work, volunteer opportunities, and so much more.
The coaching aspect of it,
you
know, getting the help not only through the tough time that you're going through, but giving you a path, giving you coaching, giving you different ways for doing or having a good interview, looking nice for the interview. So important. You know, and I just, and her enthusiasm, I have to say it again. She's just, I love it because you know what? When you reach out to a nonprofit, you know, you're not, it's a tough time.
Right.
Okay. And to have that enthusiasm and that kind of that pat on the back that everything's going to be okay. And here's a way to get to where you need to go.
And
I love it.
They were in such a good spot too.
Yeah.
Then we were talking about, all right, well, how did you meet the challenges of the pandemic? And then after it with all the financial and economic challenges too, and she said they didn't miss a beat providing food or anything else. I mean, Lunch Break was able to navigate through some
such a challenging time,
difficult challenges, and still keep doing what they're doing. And you know, I'm sure it's been tough on a lot of people, but tough on nonprofits for all different kinds of reasons across Monmouth and Ocean County over the last couple of years, financially and everything else. So it's been tough, and what you know, the fact that these nonprofits across the Jersey Shore have been able to navigate through these tough waters and still come out on top, so to speak, and continuing to help people. It says a lot about what they've been doing for years. And then because they were able to navigate and are navigating through these challenges, think about all the possibilities of all the people that they can continue to help over the months and the years to come. And Lunch Break, just one example, one nonprofit across the Jersey Shore helping so many people. Lunchbreak.org is their organization. But I thought it was great, too. You know, just Dave with providing another opportunity for people to donate. We talked about it at the end of the year, but I mean, you've said it on multiple shows in the past. So, hey, listen,
they need money.
Figure out a way
month.
To set up something throughout the course of the year if you can. You know, just $5-$10 a month.
Whatever
if
you're
able.
And do it gradually. It doesn't hurt as much. Yeah. Don't have that cup of coffee, you know, that one day or whatever. Whatever you can give, doing it gradually. They need the money throughout the course of the year. And I'm glad we brought that up because there are other people that, you know, donate for tax reasons, and they are 501c3, so that provides an opportunity in that direction as well.
Yeah, and the other part of it too, just with you know, the old expression, dress for success, right? But I mean, they help coach you through, like, okay, here's how to dress in a job interview, here's how to put the resume together, here's how you try to relax and have those conversations, which from a financial perspective, Dave, has got to be important because you want to make a good first impression.
Well, think about that. Yes, you want to make a great impression to somebody that you're going after a certain job. But also what I liked about it is you feel better.
Yeah.
You just feel better
confident.
As an individual, talking about the eating better. So you're eating better. You're going to this interview looking the part, so to speak, or looking, you're on your A game, so to speak. It's just a better outcome. for you as an individual, feeling good about yourself, and then taking that next step and getting that job.
Yeah, and listen, you know, we've highlighted some great nonprofits from Ocean and Monmouth counties over the course of the show. We'll, you know, continue to do so. But even if it's just an event, you know, a fundraising drive, or just getting the word out about your nonprofit, feel free to reach out. Shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. Shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. You can email us. Let us know what's going on. We'll help get the word out.
Yes.
You know, over the weeks, because we want to help out the communities here in Ocean and Monmouth County. And you know, if you're looking for volunteers, you're in need of donations, you're holding an event, we want to help get the word out to the community here across the Jersey Shore so that other people can help. Maybe it's their skill sets that would be of value. Maybe it's donating their time, or monetary funds, or people out
whatever
there.
Whatever it is.
Whatever the nonprofit is, they're in need of food or other services that a nonprofit may provide across Ocean and Monmouth counties. And
we'll
help get the word out, Dave.
Love it. The enthusiasm, anything we can do to put the word out, it doesn't matter what the situation is. There's so many good organizations out there. We want to put the word out. Let us know.
Yeah, we're here for you. And you know what? As the weather starts warming up, you know, getting towards spring and then eventually summer, it's going to be a lot to do. Not just indoors, outdoors. There's going to be a lot of great things going on. Whether your nonprofit's doing it or your school's doing it, Girl Scouts, whatever.
How can they reach out to us?
Right, shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. And you know what? People are going to be looking for things to do as the weather gets nicer. So let us know some events going on in your community, shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. Well, Dave, this has been fun. Dr. Carol Penn from Lunch Break. Lunchbreak.org is where you can learn more about Lunch Break. We gave you out the email, shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. Should be a nice week ahead here.
Looking
Lots
forward
to
it.
So much. And you know, we got a good show coming up next Sunday as well.
Number 59 next week.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out some
That's
sports
a tough number.
Numbers.
We got to figure out what jersey.
Oddly enough, Luke Voit wore that after Gerrit Cole signed with the Yankees
until he
got traded and everything. So we wore briefly,
I can't think of a good 59. I can't. And I notice I'm not looking at my phone.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
You know, those big, dynamic, impactful athletes over the years have said, you know what? These guys or these ladies have all worn number 59. I can't think. You have to look into that.
There it is. Yeah. We will.
Well, we got a few days. We'll figure it out. Have a great Sunday. Great week ahead, everybody. Dave, you as well.
Stay well. Thank you for listening, as always.
More Shore Time with Vin and Dave a week from now. Shore Sports Talk every Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. And Shore Time with Vin and Dave, 7 to 8 a.m. Just stay with us, 6 to 8 a.m. every Sunday, 94.3 The Point. Where else do you want to be? Wake up with us. We're happy to wake you up, Dave and I. Every Sunday, 6 to 8, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. Just turn on 94.3 The Point, 94.3 The Point app, 94.3thepoint.com. We are here for you. More Shore Time with Vin and Dave continues a week from now on 94.3 The Point. Take care, everybody.
Stay well.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.